This is part two of a message by David Ebal entitled, Three Missiles, Three Beasts.
How many are aware of the fact that military preparedness takes year after year after year in Korea, Indonesia, Vietnam? I said Indonesia, I meant the upper part there. And that you can't win after 12, 15 years when you're prepared. How many know that this is true? Do you feel that I'm getting political? Does anybody here feel uneasy or anything? I want you to see something. The year before last, in Vietnam, we dropped more tons of explosives on the Ho Chi Minh Trail than the total of Europe and Asia in World War II. And the bombs were used to defoliate trees. If you don't understand that, that's all that means is just knock the leaves off. Not on people, not on bridges, not on factories, but just to blow leaves off the trees in a forest. Does anybody here know that I'm telling the truth? These are all documented statements. What is the purpose of using up so many bombs? For? To what? To increase the economy back home. Who makes the money? Who makes the profit? I personally believe that we need a law in the United States, and there are congressmen who have introduced the legislation, but it always gets batted down, that will show us who makes the profit on every military contract. And I believe that we need to know, name-wise, not just General Motors, but we need to know ownership and name-wise of individual people. Are you with me? Do you see what I'm talking about? And I'm sure you'd discover something that's already been implied in the literature. 666 is the love of... Solomon surely had it. Would you admit it? Solomon was the king of the world. He formed a giant industrial military complex through which he controlled the world and increased the economy back home. 1,500 years later, round, a man named Nero Caesar appeared on the scene. He became the king of the world. He had a giant industrial military complex. With that military complex, he was able to nail my Savior to the cross. Not Nero, but one of the other Caesars. What did Nero have in common with Solomon? Power hungry, love of money, root of all evil, king of the world, giant army, giant navy. If you write Nero Caesar in Aramaic, it comes out 666. That's an interesting note to write down. Nero Caesar in the Aramaic is 666. A lot of people think that the Bible was written originally in Aramaic. And his name and the numbers. Now remember that the Antichrist was and is and shall be. In another place he says he was and is not and shall be. How many remember that? Therefore, we're looking for an Antichrist system motivated by the love of money, which would use 666. And I think it's all right to imply a giant military complex, industrial military complex, whose motivating factor is not to win the war, but use the materials. Creating prosperity at home and breaking the back of the kingdom. How many are aware of the fact that the gold in Fort Knox is now in France? No gold there in Fort Knox anymore. It's all in France. How many are aware of the fact that this nation financially is wiped out at the international level? And the, I don't know how to say it, either good or bad, sad or good, it's hard to say, but according to the best we can figure, you've got about half a year to use your money, your present money. And we strongly recommend to all our Christian friends to spend it as fast as you can. There's one lady says she's been in the move. We recommend that you use up your money. Get rid of it. Do not have money in the bank, with all apologies to bankers, but spend it, because at the moment the value of your money is decreasing at such a rate, such a tremendous rate. How many have been to the grocery store lately? All right, and you know, you absolutely know that it takes far more money. And it's continuing this way, and it's going to continue this way. I recently returned from Brazil, South America. While I was in Brazil, I picked up two notes, 10,000 cruzeiros. Now, at the end of World War II, these two notes would have bought a brand new Buick. Now, 20,000 cruzeiros is worth $3. Since World War II, the money in Brazil has gone from a brand new Buick to $3. Am I using the kind of words you can equate to? Whatever it takes to buy a brand new Buick, now it's $3. However, I want to tell you something else that's a real shocker, and hear me carefully. I was just down in Brazil, and there are no skinny Brazilians. They're all healthy, happy, working, scaffolds, building, a lot of construction going on, and construction money, mortgage money, is going for 35% interest in Brazil at the moment. Mortgage money for skyscrapers and houses and buildings is going for 35% interest, and there are still lots of work. If any man wants a job, there's plenty of things to do. Now, I know this is hard to comprehend, but try to hear me. Inflation does not hurt little people. In spite of what the government says, inflation doesn't hurt us. It hurts the big guys, the ones with lots of money. But for us regular guys, when I say regular, oh, I even mean that if you got $100,000, you're still not in the big category. You're still just regular. Inflation hurts the big people, not the little guys. Can you understand what I'm saying? No. Look, all inflation does is make your money valueless. Well, so what if you don't have any? Or if you don't have much? Can't hurt you much. And most of you will be working, as far as I can tell, if the Lord tarries, in a few years, for about $75,000 a year.
Hallelujah, praise God.
But of course, bread will be $5 a loaf. Like it's happened in all the other countries. Can you shake your head and say, I understand what you're talking about? Therefore, don't have money, have things. Spend it, if you got a little or a lot, and get rid of it. Because if it's in the bank, the inflation is going up much faster than the interest that that banker's paying you. How many remember when we gave them $18.75 for our war bonds? And when they gave us our $25 back, it wouldn't buy near what the $18.75 bought when we gave it to them. I remember that. And we thought we were getting a favor, and we found out, just like always, it was a bad deal for all of us. How many know that? Money-wise, it wouldn't buy anywhere near, because the cost of the cars was up, and the cost of the corn was up, and everything was up, and it cost a whole lot more. Therefore, we're predicting in these last days the failure of the money system. Hear me carefully. The love of is the root of. How many know that the Antichrist systems are going to fail? Praise God, they're going to fail. Therefore, the present money systems, which are at the moment in control by the Antichrist, are failing. And in the long run, it's good for all of us. In the long run, it's good for all of us. I saw those Brazilians, and the only people who were hurt were the plantation owners and the millionaires. The regular people are still working, got plenty of jobs. Even though things cost them a whole lot more, they're making a lot more. They got food, they got rice, they got things to eat, they got clothes to wear, and they're all happy. Even though they're paying 35% interest. Now, this is so hard for our minds to comprehend, the reason. Most of us were raised, well, some of us went through the Depression, but the other part, their fathers taught them about the Depression. And either way, we learned rules of money management from the Depression. I want to say this very clearly without trying to hurt anybody. But what your daddy told you about money management just isn't so today. Good rules of money management today. Now, he learned them during the Depression, and he's teaching them to you right now, and they're 100% opposite. How many remember that when Israel left Egypt, they left with all the valuables? How many know that? I'm trying to show the Christians of the United States how to end up with all the valuables. If you'll hear me. Some can't hear. I can't help it. All right. For those who can hear, you can make out very well during an inflation if you understand good rules of money management during inflation. Basically, what you should do is borrow, build, and buy everything that you've been thinking about, wanting to do, minimum down, dollar a week, as little as you can give them, as long a terms as possible, because you're going to be making $75,000. and you'll be able to pay it off very simply. How many of you got a mortgage 15, 20 years ago? Remember? Do you remember how you talked to your wife and she talked to you and said, honey, I don't think we can swing it? But isn't that kitchen pretty? Yes, it is a pretty, you know, I just love you so much and you really deserve something better. All right, well, go ahead. And you bought it. And the payments look sky high to you. Do they look sky high today? They're a snap. Why? Since you got that mortgage to this moment, your salary has been going up and up and up and up. Why is your salary going up? Because inflation is going up and up and up. And it's so easy to pay that mortgage that you thought you were going to have to sweat it out back then. How many understand what I'm saying? This basic concept is what I'm trying to show the Christians of America, that at this moment, we're in a tremendous inflationary spiral. It's continuing to go. There is no way to stop it. Did you hear me? No way to stop it. You could have, if you'd have believed me, and I'd have been with you last year. A friend of mine in the plumbing business asked me what to do, and he had a few $1,000s. And I said, well, now, since you're in the plumbing business, it's my suggestion that you buy plumbing supplies. Supplies that have no aesthetic value, but have physical value. They won't rust. He said, what would that be? And I said, well, try tin lead. Just old tin lead. They're always using tin lead. Back then, that was a little before the plastic. A lot of cities still don't allow plastic. And at that time, the tin lead was $1.53 a pound. In 1 year, it went to $3.56 a pound. Now, if you could have bought up tin lead as an operating supply, you see what that would have done to your business or your inventory. And so it is in all of our work. How many know that? In all of our activities. Now, for you farmers, you got a problem. I don't know what to do with you. But I cannot analyze farm markets because they're obviously controlled through false strings being pulled, so I can't do anything about that. But in a general sense, God has blessed five industries. And here they are: land, communication, transportation, cattle, and water. These five industries are still good industries and good places to invest your money. If you believe that God blessed Israel when they left Egypt, then you'll follow the pattern that I'm trying to establish for you right now. There is a blessing for God's people if you'll do the right thing during the next several months. However, if you run scared, I want to warn you. You're going to lose it. And by the way, one other thing. If you follow my advice because you're trying to make money, you'll lose it. But if you follow my advice because you love Jesus, you'll get a lot more after it's all over. If you are motivated by the love of money, there are strong indications you're going to lose it all. If you're motivated by the love of Jesus and are not afraid to get your neck out, this is the very best time in the history of the last 2,000 years for tremendous expansion for the kingdom of God. I don't know what you'll do with this information, but I gave it to you as simply and as straightforward as I could. And I'm all over the country. Those who are following this advice are increasing and increasing and increasing. If you follow the old advice of your fathers, the Depression money management rules, you're losing and losing and losing. I want to say something very carefully without any malice. There are those who teach us, owe no man anything. The Bible says, owe no man anything. How many have heard that? Don't? All right. That's not what the Bible says. It says, in the realm of filial love, pay your bills. and don't owe any. The subject is not money. The subject is love. You go back to that chapter and read it again. And when it says, owe no man anything, it's not on the subject of borrowing. The subject is loving. And it means pay it off. And that means responsive love. Now, I know that we're kind of challenging many things that we've learned. Does anybody feel upset? Still love me? In spite of the fact that I told you Daddy's wrong? That his rules of money management worked when he was in a depression, but we're in an inflation? Are you mad at me for that, Daddy? Come on, old man. Oh, no old man here. Try to love me anyway. And I've brought you this information out of loving heart. Do you believe that? Can you see that? I wouldn't tell you these things unless I was trying to help you. And I really believe I'm trying to help you, and I believe we've seen a pattern. Very shortly, the money's going to fail all the way. Get rid of it. Now, I'm not talking about getting rid of property. You understand the difference? What you own, you own. They can't take it away from you. You say, well, how am I going to pay my bills when all the money fails? Well, what you're still thinking like depression. When the inflationary money fails, it means that you'll be making so much that you can pay off that debt like that. So hopefully you understand. If you don't understand, I'll try to talk to you privately later. This nation has made its God, unfortunately, changed from what our founding fathers set up, and has made its God the love of, which is the root of
all evil.
Therefore, the Federal Reserve Bank and the nation is just about ready in the monetary system to crumble and fail. If you understand it and know it, you can benefit from the failure and come out ahead. So quit looking so sad. It's not bad, really. Now let's talk about Jesus. Jesus is developing a group of people who are going to rule and reign on the earth. How many believe that? The meek shall inherit the
earth.
The 24 elders said, we shall rule and reign up in the sky. No. We shall rule and reign on the what?
Earth.
Daniel said, I beheld until the saints prevailed and took the kingdom. And Jesus says, violently and with force. Now, can you connect these thoughts together? You, my friend, going to have to take natural kingdoms. You, in the last days, are going to have to get your head out of the clouds and come back to where we live and realize that there is a salvation, first for the spirit, second for the soul, and finally for the, say it, body. Now, the body salvation implies physical things, and it implies nice homes, nice cars, physical things for the body. Now, this also implies that while we're coming into the body salvation or taking the kingdom, which is over natural realm, we must have our souls and attitudes changed, because if Jesus came to bring the kingdom tonight, who would rule and reign with him? I hope not you. I mean, with these attitudes we got. Come on now, tell the truth. We're not ready. They said to Jesus, Jesus, you're going to bring the kingdom now? And he said, no. He said, will you at this time bring the kingdom? No. He said, I've got to set the kingdom up first in your heart. Then I'm sending the Holy Ghost so it can get a hold of your head. And finally, when you dumb heads get straightened around, he said, then I can set up the kingdom for your bodies. They had been expecting. How many know those Jews were looking for a body kingdom? A kingdom of physical might and power and majesty with a scepter and a throne, this kind of thing. And he said, no, you got it all wrong. See, I got to have helpers that will rule and reign with me. And Jesus said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have overcome and am sitting in my Father's throne. Now, what's that mean? It means that those of us who are standing as candidates for this last great change are going to go through many mental attitude changes so that when the throne is presented, we'll be ready to sit on the throne. We can then logically, properly rule and reign. But if Jesus came tonight, who'd help? I know. Most of us. Let me think here. What'll I say? I got it. Most of us believe that Jesus would come to the Apostolic Church or to the Methodist or the Baptist or whatever you are, and he'd be a Baptist. With all these things going on in our churches and... No. How many of you have read the Scriptures 19 times, didn't know what it said, then all of a sudden you got it? Have you had that kind of an experience? That's the engrafting of the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. What happens when that happens to you? What? Changes this attitude, changes your soul. And that's what's in the program for you tomorrow. More and more attitude changes. More and more soul changes so that we can rule and reign with him. And Jesus said, if you overcome in all seven areas, by the way, these are in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. And if you overcome in all these seven areas, then you get the throne. Now, if you don't overcome in all seven and you only overcome in six, there are nice thingies for you, but not the throne. I'm inviting you to stand as a candidate to go through all the attitude changes so that you can get the throne. Do you want to? Really? Are you sure? Are you sure? All the attitude changes so that you can get the throne. The way Paul said it was this: I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord. That's saying the same thing. I want you to go through all the attitude changes so your body can make it into the kingdom. If you only want to enter into the kingdom through death, remember that's the way we've been doing it for 2,000 years. But also remember that in the last days, he said that when he comes, that there will be people alive and remain to the coming of the Lord. Is that true or false? Which way do you want to go? Through Jordan? Or to be alive and remain? How about it? With you.
Be sure to send for your free catalog of Bible teaching tapes. Send your name and address with zip code to David Ebal Bible School, 102 Park.